Welcome to Time with Abba, the Pleasure Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is December 2nd, Monday, 2019, day 335. Today's topic, the anointing of the Holy Spirit in you makes you also remain in the Son and the Father. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 134, verses 1 to 3, Daniel chapter 9, verse 1 to chapter 11, verse 1, 1 John chapter 2, verse 18 to chapter 3, verse 6, Proverbs 28, verses 27 to 28. Today's main passages, first one, 1 John chapter 2, verses 20 to 27. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. Who is the liar? It is whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a person is the Antichrist, denying the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. As for you, see that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what He promised us, eternal life. I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you received from Him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as His anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in Him. Second passage from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 to 2. As Isaiah prophesies, when the Messiah come, the Messiah will be like that. It's all about anointing of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Second passage is from Luke chapter 4, verses 18 to 19. It's after Jesus' baptism, and the Holy Spirit came down on him like a dove, and the Holy Spirit led him to the desert to be tempted by Satan. And after he won all the three temptations, money, power, and desire, And he went to the synagogue that he used to be on every Sabbath. And he read the Isaiah passage. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today is the anointing of the Holy Spirit in you makes you also remain in the Son and the Father. Have you aware that before Jesus was baptized and the Holy Spirit not yet came on him like a dove, he had not performed any miracle? As in Isaiah chapter 61 verses 1 to 2 and Luke chapter 4 verses 18 to 19, we know that the sign of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is the anointing. This very important observation tells us that without the feeling of the Holy Spirit, without the anointing, it would be like a lamb without oil or a car without engine. Today's 1 John chapter 2 verses 20 to 27 tells you, the anointing of the Holy Spirit in you makes you also remain in the Son and the Father. The anointing makes you to experience the triune God, to have the triune God to make you understand those things worldly people cannot understand, and to have the triune God to command you to do things worldly people cannot do. You desperately need the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Do you know that? Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, lead us to have the anointing of the Holy Spirit every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to have the anointing of the Holy Spirit every day? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. And the Lord bless you.